All right, I've been looking forward to this segment a good bit because far too often when we talk about the things going on in Baton Rouge, we talk about the negative things going on in Baton Rouge. We talk about the crime. We talk about the politics. We talk about everything from, you know, businesses going elsewhere to bad business to whatever. Today we get the chance to flip the script on this, and I want to welcome Corporal Jason Lee to the show from BRPD. Corporal, how are you?
How y'all doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing very well this morning. We've got Elgene McNeely with us as well, but you're not the star of the show today.
I am not.
We got Jason, if you'll recall, if that name sounds familiar, a Corporal Lee back on Saturday, May 4th, delivered a baby. That is awesome.
Thank you.
So, yes, and congrats and thank you for stepping up for something that is not your normal traffic stop. Tell us the story, man. Walk us through it. How did this all transpire?
It was actually an experience for sure that I'll never forget. I'm sure the young lady, Juanita, dealing with baby Noah. So I was actually patrolling Greenville Springs, heading towards Shebel Forest. And, man, like, I just looked to the right, and I seen, you know, a whole bunch of, you know how you see stuff out your vision? Mm-hmm. Some say just look to the right. So I looked there. I saw them actually waving me down. So I rolled my window down. It's around 12 o'clock, and it was, like, blazing hot that day. So Robin went down, and her mom was driving. She said, "Hey, we need your help. Like, my daughter's in labor." I said, whoa. Labor? I wasn't expecting that. But and we pulled over to the store right there, and got on my dispatch and tried to call from some medical assistance. But, man, as you know, traffic was heavy that day. So I'm like, look, she's in pain. It's a difficult situation going on right now. I'm not a doctor. Look, I need to escort her to the hospital, which is O'Neill Lane. So
right.
Our goal was to, you know, make it to O'Neill Lane.
Okay.
That was our main goal. So we're going, and we made it close. Not quite to O'Neill Lane. And I'm like, my main goal is just like, look, let me get these people here through this traffic. You know, it's rush hour right now, safely, but, you know, in a speedy manner at the same time. So activate my lights and siren for safety precautions, and we're going through the traffic, you know, we're stopping the lights, and make it to Florida Boulevard. So I'm like, okay, we're about 10 minutes out.
Florida Boulevard at what, Central Thruway? No, or Sherwood.
We made to Florida and Sherwood.
Florida and Sherwood. Yes. Ooh, okay. That's a mile from my house, so yeah, I know right where you're at right there.
So we make it there, so boom, we make that left on to Florida Boulevard going eastbound. And right before we get to Central Thruway, you know, I look through my rearview mirror, and I seen him kind of swerve a little bit. And my instinct, like, you know, something ain't right.
Yeah.
Something ain't right. So I need to see what's going on. So I put my car in park right there in the middle of the road. And like I say, my light's on. So everybody know it looks like an emergency situation. So I take off running to the car. And when I open the door, you know, I'm like, oh, my goodness. It's going down this minute here. it's going down, man.
It's going down.
Yeah, and, you know, I had, like, 2 seconds to kind of freak out.
You know? Okay.
That was my mental block freak out time right there. 2 seconds. So after that, you know, like, okay, what you going to do? What you going to do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we got a mother right here. We got her mother driving in the driver's seat, and we got the baby. Baby Noah, bless his soul. He's a good baby, pretty young man.
On the way.
Yeah, he's coming. You know, we see the head protruding out the shorts. So.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah. So, you know, once I seen that, and, you know, it's go time. And I just kind of recall from, you know, military training, the training I learned on the police department, you know, we never freak out in certain situations. You know, we train for this, and we put in this situation, we dealing with civilian life at this moment.
Right.
So it becomes serious. And at this time, like, you know what you're doing. You know how to handle it. Let's go.
Right. So, I mean, in your mind at this time, you are, if you're up the Central Thruway, that's essentially O'Neill. I mean, you were,
yeah,
you right. Almost made it.
Right.
You almost got there.
Right there, man. It's like seeing the finish line.
Just
man.
Had to get to the other side of I-12. So you deliver the baby, and as a police officer, far too many times, you're walking up on the other end of life.
Yeah.
What's going through your mind at that point as you're welcoming one in?
It's like I was kind of like blindfold. I'm kind of like focused in at this moment.
Okay.
You know, it's different emotions going on, you know, with different people. Like I say, it's almost like 9 degrees outside.
Yeah.
Sweating. And I got the baby in my hand at this moment. And now I'm like, okay, I need to clean the baby off. Her mom did an excellent job by, you know, I gave her a couple things to do, you know, like find a blanket. She gave me a blanket, wiped them off, got that part taken care of. The mom, you know, she's kind of going in and out this time a little bit, but she's there with us through the whole time.
Okay.
And this is kind of where it took a twist. Like, you know, the baby went from crying to not crying.
Okay.
And that's when we seen, like, you know, the baby wasn't breathing.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, so, and I'm thinking, like, you know, I see the umbilical cord.
Right.
Like, okay, maybe it's the umbilical cord. So then I'm like, hold on, no, that's for the feed the baby. Like, this ain't the umbilical cord. You know, that ain't what that's for. So just instinct. And I remember we took several classes, you know, with the police department about breathing techniques for infants and right. for grown people and for, like, young teens. And that incident came to my mind. So what I did was I grabbed him, but she was already in my hand. I told her mom, look, go to my car, grab some sanitizer. She went to the car. She grabbed sanitizer. I said, look, put it on my hand. Put a good bit of mom on my hand, and I opened the baby's mouth, put my finger on the tongue, and then I kind of went down the throat in a swoop movement.
Okay.
Once I did that, turned him to the side, and that's when all the liquids and stuff came out the mouth. And about 2 seconds later, you hear, wow. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, at that time, my heart just felt relieved at that time. Like, you know, wow. I did it, you know. And
right.
The mom, you know, she's paying, everybody's paying attention this moment. Like, you know, all eyes on me. Like, hey, you got the baby. Like, you got to do something. And once we heard that first cry, I could see the expressions on, you know, everybody's face, including my face. Like,
yeah, total relief.
You know, now what we can do, whatever we got to do after this, it's nothing.
Right.
It's nothing, you know. You know, like I said, that's when it made a twist for the, you know, for the bad. Turned the bad to good.
So from that point, I mean, I know it's all, you know, the hard part's over with. From that point, was EMS on the scene as well? Or did y'all pick up and just finish the trip to the hospital?
Not quite. I thought about it, but, you know, the umbilical cord is still hooked, so.
Oh.
Yeah, the umbilical cord is still hooked to the baby and to the mom. And like I say, so I'm kind of just free, just kind of like stuck there right now.
Yeah.
Kind of just dealing with, you know, like I said, and with everybody in the same situation and, you know, cars coming by at this time. And mind you, you know, we still in the middle of the road, so.
Right.
I'm trying to pay attention to the cars and stuff like that. Make sure, you know, don't nobody come close to hitting the car and nothing like that. And my main focus is just make sure I don't drop the baby, you know. So I got the baby in my hand real tight. And we're waiting for EMS to get there. At this time, you know, I advised my dispatch, my headquarters, hey, look, you know, we have such and such. The baby's being delivered, you know. And a couple minutes later, EMS showed up on scene. They took over, took the mom and the baby to the hospital for further medical assistance. At that time, I'm like, okay, thank you. It's over.
Yeah, definitely. Exhale at that point, for sure.
And then 10-8.
Do what?
10-8.
Yeah,
calls of service, handling calls right after
I've been
that.
Back.
Okay.
Yeah. And some people like, really? You know, how did you go back? I'm like, at that moment, it wasn't like I did nothing heroic. Or I did nothing that was that amazing. You know, I'm like, I did what I had to do. You know, I answered the call to do it. And, you know, like I said, from military, that's what we did. Police department, that's what we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Put uniform on. You know, we protect and serve the community. So I did that, went home, changed shirts, and right back at it.
Emphasis on the changed shirts, right?
Yeah.
But, like, dialing it up and dialing it back down, though, I mean, that is a different level of...
Yes.
It's a different level of attention. It's a different level of care. It's definitely a different level of, like, awareness of your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the danger y'all are normally called into.
Right.
So how difficult is it to turn it on, turn it off, and turn it back on again?
You know, I can't speak for every officer, but, like, for myself, like I say, just it comes with time for sure. You know,
yeah,
depending on what situation you're put in and how to handle situations, and we learn something new every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, a mental thing, you know.
Yeah.
You just have to take care of the situation at hand right then. And when it's done, you know, you take a couple minutes, kind of decompose. And, you know, okay, that's done. On to the next.
We got Corporal Jason Lee with us for just a couple more minutes. You mentioned your BRPD training and your military training.
Yes.
So you've got a military background before the police force. Tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to BRPD.
I did two tours overseas, both at Galveston, 2002, right after September 11th, about 5 months later. I did another tour in 2011 to the same place. I was a combat engineer, so we did like route clearance, looking for IEDs.
Oh, wow.
And after my last tour, I came back, back to the, we call it the civilian world.
Right.
But I came back to the civilian world, and I was looking for something to do, and I decided, hey, I did the military, might as well do it in real life with the police department.
I just called service, yeah, servant's heart exactly. at the base of all of it. Sergeant McNeely, I want to ask you about the training into this. Mm-hmm. Is there very specifically, do y'all cover delivering a baby in the academy? And if not, do we have a new role for Corporal Lee? Yeah. Or do like, I don't know, maybe like a TED talk or something?
Right. Well, you know, we train to deal with all kind of situations. Mm-hmm. And one just carries over to the other. And like Corporal Lee said, you know, we compartmentalize during certain situations. So right. When you're in that moment, you deal with that moment. When that moment is over, you move on to the next.
Right.
So we do that day in and day out. We have a lot of good men and women that are working very hard, doing a lot of great things and saving lives. We just had recently Officer Jones was on the interstate. Somebody was getting ready to jump off the bridge, and she went at it and grabbed
it. Kudos to her. Yes, kudos to her.
We need to get that story in here as well.
Yes.
We can't tell these stories enough because, yeah, I saw that one in the news, and I'm just in awe of the lunging towards someone who is on the other side of the rail.
Amazing.
That is a rock under the foot away from falling over yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I would just absolute kudos to you, Corporal Lee. Somewhere in the back of your mind, I'm running the map through my head. So Greenwell Springs at Sherwood, mm-hmm. up to Sherwood in Florida, and then over to Florida at O'Neill right there.
Yeah.
Is there anything in your mind that was like, yo, we could have done this? Florida at Sherwood, they got a Walgreens. They got a Walgreens right there. We could have been clean. We could have had the tools.
Right.
Somewhere, you know, it kind of breaks my mind, like,
right?
You know, why right here, you know?
I mean, just
in the middle of the road, you know, but, you know, everything happened for a reason. I'm glad I was there at the right time, the right place, and I'd like to give a shout out to Miss Destiny Allen. You know, she went through that situation and, you know, no medicine, no nothing to have birth like that in the heat, in the situation, so... She's a strong young lady for that. So,
oh no,
kudos to her.
So I feel bad for baby Noah because he's gonna have to hear that for his whole life.
Oh, yeah.
I squeezed you out of traffic.
Yeah, he gonna have some stories.
Have you checked in with the family since?
Yes, most definitely. Actually, that next day I went to the hospital to go see them and her, the baby, and the baby's father too. I went to go see all three of them at the hospital.
Very, very cool.
Followed up on it, and I seen him one other day after that too for Mother's Day to wish her. First Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He is Corporal Jason Lee. Thank you for continuing to find new ways to serve.
No problem.
Fantastic work. Sergeant McNeely, I appreciate you bringing him in here, too.
No, no
it's always great to hear some great stories from BRPD.